Have you been feeling weighed down by stress lately? You're not alone. It can seem like there are never enough hours in the day and stress is constantly nipping at our heels. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a free resource that can help you gain clarity. This free digital download planner is designed to help you organize your thoughts, focus your energy, and find more balance. I found it useful for diminishing anxiety, boosting productivity, and feeling refreshed even on hectic days. All you have to do is visit Mindful Worksheets. Why not give it a try? Taking even just a few minutes for yourself each day with a mindfulness planner is a great way to trade stress for tranquility. I highly recommend checking it out. Let me know if you have any other questions. The link is also in the show notes down below. Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm your life and wellness coach and also a beauty expert. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. We'll be discussing all things health and wellness, feeling empowered, and loving yourself more while connecting your mind, body, and spirit. Always know that you can manifest whatever you desire for your greater well-being in your life, because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Wonderful day today. So today we're going to talk a little bit about hypertension, high blood pressure, and according to the CDC, about 45% of adults in the United States, like about half a million deaths every year. And this is a contributing factor to both heart disease and strokes, which are two of the leading causes of death. So it's very important. And now it's also one of the underlying conditions related with COVID-19. Anybody can catch COVID, we all know. But we do know that if you suffer from hypertension or your blood glucose isn't under control, it's easier for you to get it. Okay, so we ultimately want to help people live longer so you could be here on this planet for yourself, for your loved ones, for everyone, right? So we can live a healthier lifestyle. So our lifestyle, health, and having a healthy lifestyle and our nutrition, all of these things together help us live a healthier life and live long. So I'm going to talk a little bit about foods we probably should be avoiding, some things to help us fight off hypertension or kind of reverse it. And so a lot of times with high blood pressure, you hear the 120 over 80. So which is like a current measurement for high blood pressure. So it's still a biomarker that people go by. But in order to, you know, just talk about a little bit. So to get technical, so the two numbers, right? So there's the systolic blood pressure, which is the number on the top. And the top number is the pressure in the arteries with every heartbeat. And the bottom number, the diastolic blood pressure, which is the number on the bottom. I think I just repeated myself there. It's the pressure in the arteries between heartbeats. So this matters because they're both related to the force and the rate at which the heartbeat functions. And that is also related to the diameter of the arteries and the flexibility of the arteries. And we know how risky it is when you start to build up plaque in the arteries. They lose the flexibility and you lose that diameter. So blood pressure will be affected. Your blood is not able to flow through as smoothly, right? And half adults in the U.S. have blood pressure to begin with. And the way we eat in our lifestyle has a big effect on this. I mean, sometimes we grow up in environments where we're just used to eating a certain way, used to eating heavier foods, fried foods. You know, and so you get accustomed to this. It's like the saying, certain things run in our family. High blood pressure runs in our family. Even if you have a gene for something, you are able to empower yourself and just make some tweaks in order to keep that from happening. And so a lot of times it's the habits that run in the family because your mother did this, your grandmother, and so on and so on. And so all the family members, you all conduct yourselves in a similar way. Right? Because you just learn from each other. But there's good news with that. You know, you can change that. Because, you know, we all have some cultural surroundings and our environment can definitely play a huge impact on us. But sometimes you have to be the change. You have to be the person who does the change first. And then others will follow. Heads up, though. Other people might be uncomfortable if they see you veering away from what they're used to seeing. Because then it's going to reflect in them what changes they need to do. And people don't like change. It's very hard for people to change. You have to really want to do it, but everybody can do it. So you might be that person that sets the stage and starts everything in motion, okay? Because you can choose different choices. We all can do that, you know? So if you choose not to eat this thing, or you choose not to eat processed foods, or try to work out more, or just develop habits to help you with your stress levels, first it might seem like she's doing something different. What is she doing? But then eventually they're going to feel empowered by you. They're going to be like, man, I see a change, you know, I see a change. Then they're going to start asking you, how did you do it? And so we know from research, so much research, that people who do steer away from certain kinds of diets do better, right? So it is known that if you are vegan or vegetarian, you tend to have lower blood pressure. So your risk for hypertension goes down because you're not consuming those animal products, right? And even if you are not vegan or vegetarian, just adding more plants onto your plate, the more the better. I mean, if you eat some kind of animal products, just making sure it's lean, there's not fat on it, and trying to make 50 to 70% of your plate plant-based, that will help. Another way to think about it is eating clean. So reducing your amount of processed food that you intake, including snacks, and just taking the time to prepare your meals. This is where meal prepping comes in. So if you don't want to feel like you're overwhelmed by the amount of time it takes, take a day or two a week to prep all your meals and just prepare them. And if you do like the delivery service, be very selective on the ones that you choose. So make sure that you are getting delivered quality food. It's all in the quality of your food, okay? I mean, for example, I do eat seafood, okay? I eat a heavy plant-based diet, but I do allow myself to eat seafood. I'm very selective about what I eat. You know, I'll eat wild caught seafood, you know, so I look at the quality of the food that I eat, and I try to eat a heavy plant-based diet because at the end of the day, it does remain at the foundation to help with blood pressure. It helps more when you reduce the amount of the animal products, okay, and the processed food. That is just that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being like, I decided to go vegan or I decided to go vegetarian, if that's what you want to do, because I'm not vegan myself, but I eat very heavily plant-based. I do allow myself to eat seafood because I enjoy seafood, you know, but I also enjoy the plant-based foods. Sometimes it can seem like a little faux pas, a little scary, like, you want me just to eat plants? You know, like I might eat a portobello mushroom if I want something a little heavier or something, I guess, or chewier or meatier, whatever the correct word I'm looking for there. But you get what I'm saying. And there's so many foods out there. If you don't like one food, eat something else, okay? There's so much out there. Spices and herbs, you can create just about anything. There's so many recipes. And pertaining to animal products have a tendency to be very high in saturated fat and dairy products. It came the number one source of saturated fat in our diets, and animal meat is always going to have a lot of saturated fat, okay? So just think in terms of blood pressure is the viscosity of your blood and how much harder it is to pump through, like a little pipe, right? So you can think about a pipe that's like clogged up with all kind of ickiness and gook. It's harder for the water to go through and it gets clogged. Like these are your arteries, right? The same thing, just think of it like that. So it's water. And the more viscous your blood and more fat your blood is, much higher your blood pressure. So to get through the pipes, it's going to be harder when you think about that. Because like looking at this pipe, it has all this gook and all this buildup. Like eventually your pipes get clogged up, right? And then you have to, then they might get a flood or you have to plunge it, all those things. And your arteries are the same way. So if you're eating all this saturated fat, processed foods, and all these foods is a very heavy, like fast food diets, all of these things. Half that stuff isn't even real food, okay? People just putting stuff together and you're putting this in your body and it's clogging up your arteries so your blood cannot go through. And so your heart has to pump harder and harder and harder and harder. And it's just working like overtime, you know? And so we want to try to reduce that. So this happens from a lot of times when you're eating these animal products because it's so high in this saturated fat. And also plants are lower in sodium. So if you're eating broccoli, for example, and you're preparing it yourself, you control the amount of sodium that you're putting in there. You control the seasonings that you want to add, the herbs that you want to add. compared to like processed meat or like processed cheese, where it's going to be loaded with lots of sodium, lots of salt, you know, so we know that that's going to be important. And also eating more potassium. Potassium is an electrolyte and it reduces your blood pressure risk and stroke, okay? So maybe you have some cooked spinach, or if you're, it doesn't have to be a salad at all. People want to pop a pill or just load up on a salad just to get everything that they need. But if you do want to use a salad, for example, you make the base spinach, not romaine, just spinach, because it has like the potassium and just all the good things in it. Some fruits, oranges, cantaloupe. Fruit is so good for you, okay? It gives you that natural energy. It's like nature's candy, okay? So if you have like a sweet tooth, try to trade that out for fruit, okay? Fruit is naturally sweet. And for some reason, if you start eating fruit and you don't think it's sweet, it's because you're so accustomed to the processed food, the sugar, the candy, you know. So just try to phase out the candy, the sugar, cake, whatever it is that you have going on for a couple days or so. And just try to gradually replace it with some fruit, parfait or something like that. Get yourself some Greek yogurt, put some fresh fruit on top. Now you're getting your probiotics for your gut and you're getting your antioxidants in for your fruit. And, you know, it's just so good. I mean, it's not just one food. So if you try to incorporate more plants, more greens, more fruit, just all the different things, it will naturally lower your blood pressure without you even thinking about it. Just transitioning into a healthier lifestyle on your plate, for one, will help lower your blood pressure. Food is medicine. It helps so much. You will be amazed if you're not even focusing on certain things, but you can start incorporating more of a plant-based diet. It reverses so much, okay? And it's not just about eating something particular, like green vegetables. It's also about how you prepare it, because you can take something as healthy as some greens and you can turn them around, right? Because you could throw some ham in there, some sausage in there to try to flavor it up, you know, and then you wind up adding all this salt, right? Salty products are going to be packed with just clogging you up, okay? But you can, so it's all about how you prepare it. So just taking whatever it is and trying to eat it in as close to its natural form as possible, and just using a variety of spices and herbs without putting extra meat in there and, you know, extra salt in there, because there's tons of seasonings you could use without adding all the extra salt. And if food will still be flavorful, okay? And it's worth your health. Your health is more important than adding a ham hock to your greens. Okay, I'm just going to say that. Okay, don't come for me. All right. So just take the time to meal prep and prepare your foods, okay? Because the more processed foods, they're going to have more sodium. Because sodium is a preservative. It helps the food keep its shelf life. So for example, if you have something in a can, it's going to be loaded with preservatives and sodium and all kinds of chemicals just to keep it safe. Not safe, but that's definitely the wrong word. Just to keep it there to give it longer shelf life until you're ready to eat it. If your food is capable of dying when you buy it from the store rather quickly, that's better. You might not would have put in the effort to keep going back to the store to buy fresh produce, but it is so much better for your health just to take the time out to do that, all right? I will tell you, I've had some clients that I've worked with that had high blood pressure and that have been very stressed out individuals. And they switched to a plant-based diet where they ate mostly plants. They didn't exactly become vegan, which is okay, as I mentioned before. And they just started making lifestyle changes. And they just started feeling lighter and happier. And next thing they know, when they went to get their blood pressure taken, that their blood pressure was lower. You know, and then they were like exercising more. And it's pretty beautiful thing to see, because your health is your wealth. That statement is so true, because you could have everything going on for you in your life, but your health, if your health is not right, then what do you have? You don't have anything. Just making small lifestyle changes day by day will help you live longer. I will tell you briefly here. My father, this year, 2021, passed away in April, a few months ago from when this recording is being taken place, from heart disease. He had high blood pressure and he ate a lot of processed foods. He ate a lot of fast foods. And it was very hard to get him to see that it was not good for him. It's like he knew, but he had such this habit of just eating this processed food, quick food, always on the go, very stressed out individual. And, you know, it was very, very hard to process, very hard to process. And then during this time of COVID, he didn't die of COVID, he died of heart disease, but there's just so much death occurring, you know, I still deal with this now, this grieving process, because it just happened a couple months ago. And he was young. He was very young when this happened, you know, and so our health is so important. His heart couldn't take it. It was pumping so hard for him to live. And one day he couldn't do it anymore. Okay. So it's so important. And so I love to see that when I'm working with somebody, that they make these changes and that their life starts changing and that they're happier and healthier and that they're able to live and see their loved ones. It means so much. It brings me so much joy. It really does. Because you just never know with the next second what can happen, right? And sometimes it's hard. And that's why you should have a support system, have a team in your surroundings and your environment. And if your environment is not conducive for the life that you want to live, it is okay to change it up. It doesn't matter who it is or what is happening, right? It just doesn't matter. You need to do whatever you need to do for yourself, for your health. You need people around you to support you, to hold you accountable, to join you on that lifestyle that you want to do, that you want to have. Sometimes it's hard because there might be somebody that you deeply care about and they might be on a completely different path. And you need to do whatever you need to do. They need to be there to support you. And if you need to part ways, then that's something you need to do. Nobody can make that decision except for you. But I'm just telling you, I would suggest that you do whatever you need to do for your health, all right? Because it's very serious. Because you see it, if you turn on the news or something, you know, the news can be quite depressing, okay? That's why I try my best not to watch it before I go to bed, because then it's like I really can't sleep. You know, it's like big talk stuff, and it's very hard to take in because their ratings run off of tragedy. It just does. That's the way it is. They're doing their job. So diet is huge, okay? Diet is so huge for your blood pressure and just for everything, right? Whatever's going on, high cholesterol, certain cancers, you know, the heart disease, renal disease, COPD, just in general, if you fix one thing, it affects all of it, right? It's reversing chronic disease because all of it, food is medicine. It correlates to all the things, right? It's not just one thing. You might talk to somebody who focuses on one avenue, one disease, one illness. But ultimately, if you work on fixing whatever that is that's troubling you, you fix others as well. Because it's all connected. Our bodies are so complex. But at the same time, if you nurture it and give it the love that it needs, it will take care of you and it all fixes itself. The majority of the time, if you make lifestyle habits, lifestyle changes, your body can heal itself. I'm not saying it's going to happen all the time, but a lot of times it does. Sometimes medication is needed. And sometimes it's just suppressing your symptoms, okay? A lot of times the medication is suppressing your symptoms. So you might be like, well, I went to the doctor and I got on this medication. But ultimately, you're still sick, right? You might sort of feel better. That's because your symptoms are being suppressed, but what's going on in your body is still lurking around. And then sometimes you might get a side effect. Do you ever sit there and see a commercial where there's a medication, then they start listing all these side effects and you'd be like, what? Should I even take it? You know, so sometimes you might get on a statin and then you might have a side effect for higher blood glucose. How is that going to benefit you? You know, so why do we want to cover up one thing to lead to something else? So instead of doing that, let's just change our lifestyle. Okay. Also stress management. Okay, dealing with stress, a big component also to high blood pressure, to diseases in general. I talk about stress because I feel like it is so neglected because people want to act like it's normal. People say it all the time, and it's such a big factor. You ever see somebody arguing or just getting such high anxiety and they're just like going off, then their health starts playing into Pete? That's stress. Your heart's like, whoa, it's an overdrive. That affects it. So meditation practices, breath work, whatever it is for that you figure works for you to help with your stress levels. Exercise is good for weight loss, is good for stress levels, your blood pressure. Exercise in general is not just about weight loss. It has so many benefits. So just finding stuff, you know, that helps with your blood pressure. Exercise is absolutely incredible to add in. And I say it, if you're not used to doing vigorous working out, vigorous exercise, just start with walking. Especially now it's fall, it's beautiful outside, just getting up and just going for a stroll by yourself or with somebody else, you know, but not just like casually walking. Just put a little pep in your step, you know, just put a little pep in your step. Put some music on, play a podcast, an audiobook, whatever it is. Just look at your surroundings and just walk. You can set yourself a timer for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and just get it in the stroll. Pump your arms, breathe, get your abdominal cavity going, just kind of holding your stomach, but not like hold your breath. Then along the way, do some squats, you know, do whatever it is. Just get your heart pumping. Just get out there and start going, okay? So there really isn't bad side effects to taking care of yourself, positive. So eating a more plant-based diet, working out, reducing your stress, it will help your blood pressure. It's not going to harm it, okay? It's benefits that will be there for you, okay? And I hope this has helped you about some tips, some lifestyle changes you can implement to help with your hypertension, okay? And if you need support, accountability, somebody there to help you and more guidance as well, reach out to me. There's an email address below. There's also my website. I would love to be there to give you some assistance if needed. And there's also a Facebook group you can join as well, bit.ly.com/wellbeinggroup. Okay, so until next time.
If you like my mommy show, leave her a review. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. And if you enjoyed the show, I would love for you to head over to iTunes, subscribe, share, and leave a written review at Miracles and Wellness. I would love to know your thoughts and what you would like for me to talk about next. Also, let's connect on Instagram at Clarissa D. Booker. Until next time, love and light.